My first recollection was the Avro 504, which had a rotary engine. In other words, the whole engine rotated with the propeller, and you stopped it by that magnificent sound that you're just hearing now of cutting the ignition, so that you got the sound you can hear of an engine going and then cutting out completely and then starting again and then cutting out. Now, you kept blipping it because you couldn't stop it completely, because then you had to wind it up again. So you slowed it down as you taxied out by blipping, and coming into land, you'd exactly the same thing. You'd hear these things coming to land, stopping and starting and stopping and starting, exactly the noise you're hearing now. Now, subsequently to that, they put the Armstrong Siddeley Lynx engine into the Avro 504, and this, for years and years and years, remained the initial trainer of the Royal Air Force and one or two other air forces with which the British Empire then was associated. Now, that was an engine which simply went on going, and you merely slowed down in the ordinary way as you do with a motor car. You slowed it down by pulling back the throttle, and we stopped the blipping once and for all as a noise in the air.